I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
I know. It's not Saturday morning just yet, no matter how much I would like it to be. But the weekend and Car Talk are both on our minds because tonight marks the world premiere of the Car Talk musical. I know it almost defies belief, but it is true, and we're going to get to that in a few moments. But here to help us wade through the Broadway-esque car-themed tunes and some other great stuff is Jeff Edgers. He's Radio Boston's arts contributor and Boston Globe arts reporter. Hi there, Jeff.
Hi there. I hope the musical does not involve the banjo.
Well, you're going to have to tell me a little bit more about that. But before we get to Click and Clack, I actually hear you're doing something pretty interesting this Saturday.
Yes, I'm going to go on this thing called the Art Bus. It's been started by the Boston Art Dealers Association. And basically, it's to shuffle people along the galleries on Newbury Street and to this area. People like to call it Sawa. I kind of find that annoying, but it's south of Washington, you know, where there are a whole bunch of galleries, Harrison Ave. And I've heard about this bus. It's actually a van, but I've heard about this bus for a while, and I want to just see what it's like. I mean, I would walk. But
I was wondering, Boston's not the biggest city in the world. It is America's walking city, so we're talking not that far.
Maybe it's a pain to find parking. Maybe it's raining, it's slushy.
The weather isn't always great.
Yeah, so, you know, let's see if this thing's useful.
But Jeff, let me ask you, you actually described it pretty well. There's the Newbury art scene on Newbury Street with very established galleries. Then there's the Sawa scene, which might be a little different. So, you know, is there a lot of crossover between the types of people who would go to these two neighborhoods?
Well, as an art reporter, I am not an art collector because I get paid like an art reporter. So what happens is I get these false perceptions, perhaps, of what these different areas are like. I feel like Newbury Street has, you know, art from people who are really established, you know, Richard Tuttle, Kiki Smith, people I can't afford. And I feel like that south of Washington, because it's more upstart, is going to have more emerging artists. I could be completely wrong about that because there are lots of galleries, you know, on both sides, but I'm going to find out.
Well, maybe if you're right, actually, it makes an even better argument for the art bus because you kind of want some crossover, some, you know, communication between those two worlds. You don't want them to be separate.
No, you want to bring them together. You're right.
How does the art bus work? Does it run like continuously all weekend or is it specific stops at specific times?
It's only on the first Saturday of every month, and it runs from 12 to 4. And there are two stops on Newbury Street, and there's one stop in the Harrison Ave south of Washington District.
Okay, great. Actually, it's a great idea, and we'll look forward to hearing how the art bus trip goes when you ride it this weekend. But speaking of art, actually, I've got a weekend pick myself. Kind of take us back in time a little bit, because back in August of last year, Radio Boston did a segment about some very cutting-edge schizophrenia research out of McLean Hospital. And basically, the research, you know, it takes a closer look at skin cells of people diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, as well as skin cells of people who don't have either of those mental illnesses. And we had the primary researcher on, Dr. Bruce Cohen. But we also spoke with a woman named Linda Cottrell, and she has a schizophrenic child. She happens to also be an artist, and when she took a look at the a slide of the skin cells that they had sampled, she had this really great idea. Let's listen.
I happened to have gone to a talk that Dr. Cohen was giving in Cambridge, and when he showed the slides, I was overwhelmed by how beautiful they look. They look like constellations.
So what Linda did is she turned that research and those beautiful images of those skin cells and translated them to canvas. She made paintings, essentially. And so now she's got an art show, which opened this week at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts. And we've also got some images on our website, radioboston.org. So really just a wonderful sort of like science meets the personal story of this painter meets art. Just a great idea. Well, Jeff, back to you and on to a little of this.
Yeah.
You're quick.
I promised you the guffaws, but musical material for Car Talk, Jeff, really?
Well, it is called Car Talk the Musical, and it's going to be put on, it actually premieres tonight and then will be on Saturday and Sunday over at Suffolk University. And this is a show written by a Suffolk University professor. It features the recorded voices. Unfortunately, there's nothing wrong with them, but I'm not sure I want to see them singing and dancing on stage.
I don't think they'd want to see them singing and dancing.
We do have a song from the musical that I'm willing to share with a few people.
You need a sensible car.
Is that right?
You need a
a car that's gonna last.
Tell me about it.
So that's a song from the Car Talk musical called A Sensible Car. That's the name of the song. So clearly not an MG that they're referring to there. But so do you have your tickets in hand? Are you going to be the first in line for the Car Talk musical, Jeff?
I'm not sure. It really depends on whether I can start my car. No, sorry.
Well, you know who to call if you can't.
Ray and Tom did not actually speak to us for the story. They said that they will when it gets to the musical gets to Broadway. So I'm going to wait until the musical gets to Broadway.
Well, hopefully they'll have better luck than the Spider-Man musical. But what's your last pick here, Jeff?
Well, it's sold out, but I would stand outside and try to get in this, you know, wonderful band, the Mountain Goats. And they're playing over at the Paradise on Friday night. And we've got a song from them, too.
It's all good to learn that right outside your window there's only friendly fields and open roads.
So that's music from the Mountain Goats. What's the band's story?
The leader is really this guy, John Darnielle, and he's, you know, I would say one of the most literate songwriters of our time, and just great, literate, smart, you know, moody pop music.
Before we go, since we are talking about music, I want to mention one last pick, and that is that the Rock and Roll Rumble, the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble, starts this weekend, and we're actually going to be talking to a band that will help kick off the Rumble. Their name is Jenny D and the Delinquents. We're going to hear a little bit from them after the break, so yet another great pick. Lots of music going on in the city, but the Rumble gets started this weekend. So that's my other pick that I wanted to throw in there. Jeff Edgers, Radio Boston arts contributor and arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.